Welcome to the Jamoti Podcast. We are all surrounded by amazing coaches and leaders. So let's get an inside look at not just what they do, but how they do what they do. After all, becoming the best versions of ourselves is Jamoti, just a matter of doing it. And I think it really leads well into the next question, which is you get people that are the right fit. And I understand what you mean by fit. And then you get them on with the growth guide, which is that available for other for people? Or is that something kind of in-house?
It was something that we would probably, that we would discuss with you for sure and go through it, but we probably wouldn't bring it.
Loud and clear.
You know, one of those things we did the work, so we're not going to give you the MBA.
There's no store that I can just go buy that. Right.
We haven't published it yet, yeah. But maybe when we retire from Texas Tech, we will.
I would love to be on the list for that.
Yeah, so, but we will absolutely discuss it with anybody that wants to discuss okay. it.
So you got that. You got in the riser test. I love that. Just learning how, figuring how people learn and how they react to different things. So how does all of that, you know, we're talking about culture. How does that drive the performance of your team?
Yeah. We have seen that they all, you're going to run through a wall for someone that cares about you, you know, and that has a relationship that, and all of those things. Have really built up our effort, our hunger, our motivation. Like our kids get it. And what I love is that, for instance, this just past weekend, we had our first two practices on Thursday and Friday of this season. And then our staff went on a staff retreat Friday afternoon and was gone Saturday and Sunday to go through the riser tests of each other and to build our plan for the season and to just spend some time together being excited and getting excited about, you know, getting on the same page for this season. And before I left on Friday, I said to our girls, I'm like, you know, we just came back from a break. We've had two practices. They were good. We were excited about it. And I go, but you're about to have 2 days off. And then we're going to get started again on Monday, which we have to give them 2 days off. And I was like, there's not going to be one coach in this. There's not going to be one coach or staff member here this weekend to know if you come in the gym on Saturday or Sunday. Not one of us will know. It's clearly not required. Like, we're not going to know. And I go, but if this is important to you and what we're doing, you know, y'all are probably going to find a way to still get here on Saturday and Sunday and do something.
Yeah.
And what's funny to me is that, like, no, nobody was there. Nobody was taking notes or whatever, but we knew that somebody told us they were there, you know, somebody was on the team, you know, I mean, the team, the leaders are excited about that. And so you see that performance when you have kids coming in on their own, when you have kids calling and checking on one another, when you have kids competing internally on the court, and even when they get beat, they're high-fiving the other girl and saying, like, good job, I'm getting
that's a good place. Yeah
we're becoming player led.
Yeah,
and it's taken us, you know, last year I thought our senior class did a really good job of leading us, and they had been with us for 2 years, and I was very appreciative of that class because every one of them was a transfer that we brought in our second year, but they came knowing that it was a growing program, that they were going to be at the ground level, that they wanted to be a part of something like that and accomplish as much as we could. But they know when we win the Big 12 championship, it's going to be because of their work. Yeah. And we, you know, we're just mended like that. So we're becoming player led, and it increases your performance. You know, last year was our best year in a decade of Lady Raider basketball. We had 20 wins for the first time in 10 years. We were in the postseason for the first time in 10 years, which, as a former Lady Raider who's used to this program being in the top 25 every single year, I was like, how has it been 10 years?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me, but we're there. And so now.
That's the past, though. That's the past.
Yeah. And now we're focused on our little hashtag right now is focused on the madness, because we are, you know, determined and focused at playing in the NCAA tournament this year. I mean, that's the standard. That's where we want to be. And so that's our goal. So it's been really, really fun to be a part of the building process. And You know, just for all those coaches out there that haven't gotten their dream job yet or whatever, like I really challenge them to look at where they're at right now and why are they there? Because when I left Texas Tech as an assistant, I went to West Texas A&M and I thought clearly, because I was not even really considered at that point because I didn't have head coaching experience for the Texas Tech job. I knew I was going there to get my head coaching experience and was there for 7 years, very, very successful, learned so much because I had to do it. I don't want to say I did it all myself because I certainly had staff members that helped me, but it was.
Well, I did have a talk. I did record a talk with Vinay Patel yesterday who mentioned you. And so I.
Yes.
But he did say he had awesome things to say about you. He was going back and forth from the girls and boys. So I would imagine there are a ton of days where you just didn't have a lot of help.
It was just hard. Yeah. But he's instrumental. And I actually just heard him speak at the
TABC.
TABC clinic. Yeah. And I went back and watched him on video just the other day and was writing down all these things. And there were a few things that we did, you know, that I was like, okay. And nice. He even mentioned me in that. Like he even said, Coach Girl, I was like, ah. And then, but then there were other things that I was like, oh, I'm using that, you know, I love learning from people. I think he's so great. And, you know, he's married to one of my former players, which makes it even sweeter.
Did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. And so that's super special. But so I went to WT and learned how to be a head coach and got that experience. Then I took over UTA that was at the bottom of the barrel at that time and had to learn how to turn a program around. Little did I know that that was going to lead me to Texas Tech, where I had to know how to turn a program.
Yeah, that prepared you really well for that.
Yes. Yeah. So really understand where you're at and why you're there and know that it's probably preparing you for an unknown, you know, an unknown opportunity that's going to be your dream job.
Thank you for checking out today's episode. Please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast, share it with your fellow coaches, and find us on social media for what's coming up next on the Jamoti Podcast. It's just a matter of doing it.